Streaming live, it's Delta Panthers Sports. Grab yourself some snacks and a frosty beverage and get ready to cheer the Panthers on to victory. And now, here's the voice of the Delta Panthers, Mark Panther.
Welcome to Rowing Fork High School in Carbondale as the Panthers get ready to challenge Strasburg in the first half of what we might see as a doubleheader today. It might get too dark before we can get that second game in against the Rowing Fork Rams. And if that's the case, we'll just have to reschedule that one. I am Mark Cantor, and Delta's been laying the lumber, outscoring their opponents 80-11 on their current five-game winning streak. They swept Denison in a doubleheader on Tuesday, shutting them out 20-0 in 3 and 11-0 in 5. Strasburg Indians enter this game 6-6, 5-6 in the league after dropping their game earlier to Roaring Fork. Strasburg comes from the same league as University in Eaton, so you know they're battle-tested and ready to be competitive. We'll take a break, and when we come back, you will hear from head coach Steve Ryer. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Wire is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Wire will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations Don Main in Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, go to 2021 Best All Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thor, Scott's, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Steve, the best in the life, again for us, against Gunnison, sweeping the doubleheader, both of them shutouts, both of them big blowouts. What are your thoughts on those two games?
Well, we were hoping it was just going to continue to roll a little bit. You know, it was good to get that first win the way we did and then be able to play some of our backup guys to give them an opportunity. And they stepped up and played well. They swung it well. I thought we pitched really well on Tuesday. And, we kind of out-toughed the conditions, too, because the way the wind was blowing, that's an easy game to get distracted. And I thought we out-toughed it. So that was a good day for us.
Some of the players that have been struggling with the plate, especially that second game where Lockhart comes to mind, really, like you said, stepped up and came through, which is good. You know, getting those kids those opportunities and maybe getting them a little bit more confidence there at the plate really helps.
Yeah, that's true. You know, hitting, 90% confidence. And, I honestly, the game against Eagle Valley, we got ripped the pinch hit, and he come off and hit the double to end the game. And, you could just tell Rip's getting close. He's swinging it well. And, the beautiful thing for a program is it's tough to get everybody innings. That's the tough thing for everybody else, that's not getting those innings. But, we're swinging it so well 1-9 right now, and then you add about, 5 or 6 more guys off the bench, and, it's a great problem to have.
We're really deep. Like you said, 1-9 hits well, but coming off the bench, infield, outfield, we got a bunch of players that play multiple positions that they're all kind of hitting the ball pretty well right now. I know you had talked about in a previous interview this week about Keith talking to Eaton and their coaches and what they do to be successful and how you started to kind of model yourselves after that.
Yeah, you know, we've always preached, you know, we've got to, you know, everybody's got to understand their role. Everybody's got to buy in. And, you know, it's funny, you know, sometimes you think you've got everybody bought in, but, you know, the first time they're not in the game or the first time somebody starts instead of them, you can kind of say, ah, they're not 100% bought in. But I will say we're getting really close. And, you know, I think as long as we're approaching this as a team, as long as we're approaching it as, you know, who cares who gets the credit, just go win, we're going to have a lot of success. And I think we're starting to see some of that rise to the top. And, you know, hopefully we can keep that rolling.
A couple of those players, you know, in addition to that nucleus of juniors that you have in Landon Clay and Ryland Bynum, and obviously Ryland just lights out at the plate right now and his defense is really good, but two other players that people may not have known about or recognized the names, Evan Fricklin and Landon Kennel, and they're both having outstanding seasons right now.
Yeah, Evan's really swinging it well. You know, we, first couple of JV games they played before varsity ever played, and, he was swinging it well, and we knew it wasn't going to be long before we were getting him opportunities to, you know, swing it at the varsity level, and he made the best of those opportunities, and, you know, as long as he continues to swing it, we're going to keep giving him at-bats, and Landon, we've been excited about, you know, watching him last summer, actually last two summers. We knew he's a pretty special kid. He's, pitching wise, he's electric. He has a quality arm, you know, good off speed stuff. And then as a hitter, I mean, he's just absolutely tenacious. You know, I mean, he just, there's not a situation that's been too big for him. So that's been fun to watch for a freshman.
So coming up today, doubleheader, hopefully, starting with Strasburg. They come from the same league as Eaton. So they're a quality team. They're battle tested. How do you see them here on the mound and at the plate?
You know, you're exactly right. I mean, this is it's a tough league. It's a very tough league, and they you know, they're in a dogfight every time they go out on the field. And you know, they're playing Eaton, they're playing University, they're playing Sterling and Brush, and you know, Valley, all those different teams that are quality teams, quality programs. And you know, they played a lot of games this week, so it'll be interesting to see. You know, who we see on the mound, you know, watching a little bit here this morning, first four or five guys swing it pretty well. So we're going to have to make pitches and we're going to have to make plays defensively. And then, you know, like we've preached all year, we've got to be hunting fastballs in the strike zone.
Second team will play, hopefully, you know, time permitting, daylight permitting. Roaring Fork, the host team here today, and they look to be a solid club and, kind of similar to us, I think. In the makeup of the team, the experience of the team.
Yeah, for sure. Marty Madsen, their head coach, he's done a great job here. It has become a quality program. And, you know, he gets his kids to work hard. They do things right. They play with a lot of energy. He has a couple of decent quality arms, and they swing pretty well. You know, they play well defensively. And, you know, this, like, you know, we've talked earlier, these are two really good games for us to have to come out and play clean, get the bats going, and make pitches.
Sounds good. Good luck today, Steve.
Thanks, Mark.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting deltacountyindependent.com. You can also check out all the local news reports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back to Roaring Fork High School in Carbondale. Actually, I guess at the middle school here, it's where the baseball field is. As we get ready to face the Strasburg Indians. Delta's going to be the visiting team for this game. So they'll lead off with Connor Workman. Batting second will be the shortstop, Landon Clay. Connor's going to be playing left field, by the way. Batting third will be Luke Gastineau. He'll be behind the plate for Ty Reed, who is batting in the cleanup spot. Batting fifth will be the first baseman, Ryland Bynum. Batting sixth, center fielder Braden Sprout. In the seventh hole, designated hitter Evan Ficklin. Batting eighth will be the third baseman, Jeffy Delgado. And batting ninth, the second baseman, Landon Kennel. For the Strasburg Indians, we'll get to their starting lineup before they take their at-bats here in the bottom of the first as Workman steps in against the starting pitcher, Espen Bradley. Taco Time first pitch is outside for ball one. Bradley stares in, now delivers. Off-speed pitch misses the outside corner. It's ball two. Bradley on the season, 5 appearances, no record, 5.35 earned run average, 25 walks, 29 strikeouts. That pitch misses for a ball. Connor shows bunt, pulls back, taking all the way, and it's a strike. Connor batting 258 on the season with two doubles. The pitch taken, looks like that was outside for a walk. So Connor leads it off with 5 pitch base on balls, and Landon Clay will come to the plate. Lando hitting well this season, 4.59 earned run average, 5 doubles, 11 RBI, 8 walks, 4 strikeouts. He's been hit by a pitch 4 times. Workman a threat to go. He's being held on first base by the first baseman, Charlie Spriggs. That pitch blocked well by the catcher, DJ Cannon. A pitch in the dirt, and Workman not able to advance. So Bradley checks the runner. Now comes home, and the pitch comes in high. So, as I mentioned before, this is supposed to be a doubleheader. Delta is supposed to face Roaring Fork following this game, but I'm not sure we're going to have enough daylight to do that. The throw over to check Workman is not in time, and Connor gets back. But as I was saying, I'm not sure we're going to have enough daylight here to get the second game in, as there are no lights at this field. So, but I'm told once the sun goes down here, it gets dark rather quickly. So a good lead by Connor. He's not going. Swing and a miss at the plate by Clay. Bradley stares in. Looks over at the runner at first. Now he comes set. Now he'll spin and throw. Bradley, right-handed hurler. Spins and throws over to first, not in time to get Workman. Obviously, Strasburg concerned about the runner at first, as we've had a couple checks over there already in this at-bat. Here's the 2-1 delivery. This one bounces to the plate. Good block by the catcher once again, and the count will be even at 2. Lando steps back in. Workman takes his lead. And the pitch. This one's popped up on the infield. The shortstop, David Young, makes the catch. And there's one out in the inning. That'll bring the catcher, Luke Gastineau, to the plate. Luke is 375 on the season. A couple of doubles, 6 RBI. We'll stand in from the left side against the righty Bradley.
And we'll get some signs out of the dugout to the catcher, Tanner, and we'll step back behind the dish. Workman's still the runner at first, one out. Jasno steps in. Good lead by Connor. Bradley throws over, not in time. Bradley looks over at Workman. Now he's set. And the pitch. One's outside. Long look in by Bradley. He's got his sign now. And the pitch. That one's taken outside for a ball. Luke steps back in. Workman with his lead. Check over. Not in time.
Oh, yeah.
Bradley has his time. Comes set. Kicks and fires. This one's going to be popped up on the left side. It's going out to left field, and it's going to drop in front of the left fielder, Hemphill. Cade Hemphill charging on that. Can't get to it in time. And a one-out single by Gastineau will put runners at first and second for the Panthers. And Chaz Wilson come out as the courtesy runner for the Delta backstop. That'll bring Delta starting pitcher Ty Reed to the plate. So far on the season, Ty batting .424, three doubles, a triple, nine RBI. One walk, two strikeouts. He's been hit by a pitch a couple times. First baseman Spriggs will play in front of the runner. Third baseman Flamini will play even with the bag at third. The pitch. Misses inside. Second baseman will play in and out on the runner working in at second. Good lead by Connor. The pitch. Misses high. Catcher Cannon will trot out to the mound and talk to Bradley. So temperature in the low 40s here in Carbondale today, and a stiff breeze blowing out to right field right now. It's been blowing both directions throughout the day. It's changed a little bit, but right now it's out to right. The pitch, swing and a miss. So 2-1 the count to Reed as Bradley looks in. Sets. And delivers. Reed does not go. Working ball bounced away from the catcher Cannon, but I don't think Connor got a good enough read on that and wasn't able to advance. Hitters count now for Reed. 3-1, one out here at the top of the first inning. The pitch. That one's low. Ty had to hop out of the way so it didn't hit him in the foot, and the bases will be loaded. And arguably Delta's best hitter coming to the plate, Rylan Bynum, will get a courtesy runner at first. I think that's going to be Jacob Hancock. So bases loaded, Ryland Bynum steps up. Bynum had a home run against Gunnison on Tuesday. His first of the year, batting .447 on the season, has a double and a couple triples as well, 11 RBI. The pitch is going to be shot off to center field, center fielder, right fielder over, and I think the seventh center fielder, Devlin, made the catch. Moving to his left, dove and made that catch, so good on him, the second out of the inning. So bases will remain loaded as Workman not able to tag. And Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Brado starting to hit the ball pretty well now. He's batting .323 on the season with three doubles and 10 RBI. The pitch taken high. So Delta with an opportunity to do some damage here in the top of the first inning, two outs. And bases loaded, Sprout looking at a 1-0 pitch from Bradley. And it's taken low, and it's 2-0. Bradley with a long look in. Comes set. And delivers. This one's driven into right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. One run will score. They will wave in Wilkes from second. Hancock ends up at third. So a couple of RBIs for the Delta center fielder. Like I mentioned, Hancock going first to third on the single. And Evan Sicklin will come to the plate. Evan with a couple of jabs against Gunnison on Tuesday. He's also got three doubles on the season. He's batting .424, leads the team with 15 RBI. The pitch. Oh, Evan tried to check his swing, and it didn't happen. He was very fooled on that pitch. It's an off-speed pitch outside, and he was looking fastball. Sprout, the runner at first, got some speed down there. He'll be held on by Spriggs. Hancock, the runner at third. Bradley looks right at him. Runner's going, swing and a miss on another off-speed pitch, possibly a breaking ball. And now Ficklin's going to have to be tough with two at the plate. Delta with runners at second and third. And Evan just looking to make some contact here. The pitch. Taken outside, ball one. So Ficklin will battle. Bradley stares in. Bradley sets. Kicks and fires. That one's taken for a ball outside. The count will be even at two. Deuces wild on the scoreboard, two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runs for Delta. The pitch, strike three called on the outside corner. And Schausberg's out of the inning, but not before Delta can score two runs on two hits. Delta leaves the runner on, no errors. We'll head to the bottom of the inning, see what Strasburg can do here in Carbondale against the Panthers. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your projects done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, stand blasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Taking a look at the Strasburg lineup now, leading off will be center fielder Thomas Devlin. Batting second will be the shortstop, David Young. Batting third, the third baseman, Jared Flamini. Batting in the cleanup spot will be the starting pitcher, Espen Bradley. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Charlie Spritz. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Eric Alamillo. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Cade Henschel. Batting eighth, and behind the dish, DJ Cannon. And batting ninth, the right fielder, Colton Hall. Take a look at Ty's numbers from the mound on the season. Six appearances, 2-0 record, 387 earned run average. He has recorded three saves on the season, 8 walks, 19 strikeouts, and on-base average against of 293. So it does look like batters are hitting off of him, but I think that came in his last start. He got roughed up a little bit, but generally pretty solid on the mound. The pitch, misses low. So Delta leads 2-0 as the Indians get their first crack at the plate here in their second game of the day. The pitch, that one misses inside, and it's 2-0 to the Strasburg center fielder. Devlin with a good catch out there in center and retired Ryland Bynum in the top of the inning with the bases loaded. Got the second out of the inning. The pitch. That's a strike. That one, I think, fooled Devlin. I think he wanted to pull the trigger and then didn't. Here's the 2-1 from Ty. Line foul at the Strasburg dugout, and the count will be even. Reed stares in. Comes set. Now he'll kick and fire. This one's chopped on the ground to first. Line him up with it. And we'll retire Devlin. One out, and David Young will come to the plate. Young batting .593 on the season, with a couple doubles and a home run. 8 walks, 5 strikeouts. On base percentage of .694. Looks like he'll be standing in from the left side against the right Reed. Tie sets. And delivers. That one will miss for a ball. Young steps out, takes a nice practice swing there. Now he'll step back in. And the pitch. Swing and miss. One actually might have been tipped into the catcher's mitt. Regardless, it's strike one. Aces on the board. One ball, one strike, one out. Again, Delta leads. 2-0 in the bottom of the first. The pitch. This one's poked to short. Clay up with it, and he will overthrow Bynum. And it's going to go out of bounds, so Young will take second. I was talking before the game to one of the parents, and we were talking about how, actually it was assistant coach Nate Workman is who I was talking to. We were talking about how that first throw from short by Lando tends to be offline, so he gets it out of his system early, and hopefully it doesn't come back to bite Delta. Reed will check the runner Young at second. Now come home. That pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. Clay will work in and out on Young down there at second. Now returns to his position. Here's the pitch. This one's going to be lifted right to Cannell, and he cannot double off Young at second. Good job by Landon Cannell, fading back into right field, making the catch on the sharp liner, making the weak liner. And it's the second out of the inning. Not able to double up Young, but there's two outs, and Eston Bradley will come to the plate. Coming into today, Bradley is batting .524 with three doubles, and this one's going to bounce in front of Gastineau, and he'll track it down. Runner Young advances to third. Bradley has walked 10 times this year, struck out 4. He's now got a runner on third with 2 outs. Here's the pitch from Ty. That one misses, gets away from Gastineau, but he tracks it down in a hurry, and the runner, Young, not able to score. So Riedel fears him. He's got his sign, working quickly now. He kicks and fires. This one's back up the middle. Reed fields it, throws to first. Good job by Ty to set himself and make a good throw to get Bradley at first for the third out of the inning. No damage done after the error by Clay. And we'll head to the second inning. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark Danner back with you in Carbondale. Delta leads 2-0 as we head to the top of the second inning. Bradley going to face 8-9 and then back to the top of the order and 1. So Jesse Delgado will come to the plate to lead off the second inning for Delta. Delgado batting .333 on the season, a couple of doubles. He was nursing a hip pointer or a hip flexor earlier this season, so, but has been able to get on base when he has had the at bat. His on base percentage is .412. So he steps in. Bradley will stand on the rubber. pitch out of the windup now as he holds his glove in front of him. Kicks and fires, and this one's going to be hit into right field. Leadoff single for Delgado. Gets Delta rolling here in a second. That'll bring Landon Kennel to the plate. Landon batting 545 on the season, three doubles and a triple. Delgado with a short lead off of first, held on by Spriggs. Check of Delgado, not in time. Bradley looks in, now he's set. And the pitch. This one is a liner at the third baseman. Throw back is gets away from the first baseman spread. Sharp liner to the third baseman Flamini, and he tried to double off Delgado and the throw is by the first baseman. And Delgado ends up at second. One out, and Connor Workman will come to the plate. Connor led the game off with a walk. Came around to score Delta's first one on Sprout's RBI single. Delta leads 2-0 here, top of two. Bradley looks in. Still looking in. Now he's set. The pitch. That one comes in high. Workman ducks out of the way. Looks like the wind's now blowing in from center field. Bradley checks the runner at second, and this one's going to be fouled off the catcher, Cannon. And the count will be even at one. Aces across the board, one ball, one strike, one out. So the game, the start of the first game was delayed by half hour, 45 minutes, maybe an hour. There was snow on the field, about an inch, inch and a half this morning as this one's in the dirt. They had to clear the snow and it put everything behind. So, obviously, the start of this game backed up, and it's probably going to cost Delta the game with Roaring Fork today. They'll have to reschedule that. So, Delta will more likely be making another trip to Carbondale. The pitch, off speed, in for a strike. Counts even. It was a good pitch by Bradley. Had Connor completely fooled. Bradley spares him. He sets and delivers. This one's going to be lifted into right field. Right fielder Hall coming over makes the catch. Hall moving to his right makes a basket catch, and there's two outs in the inning. That'll bring Clay to the plate. Lando popped out to short for the first out of last inning. Looking to make amends and drive in Delgado from second. It's the pitch. Taken high and outside for a ball. Bradley, from the stretch now, this one to short, as Delgado kind of has to stutter step to avoid being hit, but Young makes the throw to Spriggs, and Delta, after a leadoff single, goes quietly. They continue to lead 2-0 here as we go to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are Nine Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at Nine Stories Creative.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Welcome back to Carbondale. Mark Cantor here with you. Tyreed will face the 5, 6, and 7 holes in the Indians lineup. Spriggs, Alamillo, and Hemphill. First baseman Spriggs on the season, batting .241. He's got 3 walks, 7 strikeouts. Ty finishes his warm-up tosses and we'll get ready to go here. Delta leads 2-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. It'll be a right-on-right matchup with Spriggs. Spriggs, short and stocky, built like a first baseman. And the pitch. That one will miss somewhere. Maybe just a bit outside. A lot of chatter coming out of the Strasburg dugout. Here's the pitch. That one will bounce to the plate, and the count is 2-0. Reed looking to find that release point. He's got his sign. Kicks and fires. This one's chopped foul at the plate. That one might have been an off-speed pitch from Ty. It jams Spriggs a little bit in on the hands. And sun poking out a little bit. It's been cloudy to mostly cloudy here today. And the pitch. That one's low. Now some chatter out of the Delta dugout, cheering on their hurler. Reed. Stares in. Sets. And delivers. Swing and a miss. So Reed has managed to run the count full here. It is the payoff pitch from Ty. This one's going to be fouled off on the right side. So Reed will get a new baseball or put a foot on the rubber. And once again, the payoff pitch. That one misses low. And Spriggs will be on with the free pass. That'll bring Eric Alamillo to the plate. Coming into the games today, Alamillo batting .364 with a couple of doubles. a walk and 9 strikeouts. Short lead by Springs at first, held on by Bynum. The pitch. That one's low. Ty scuffling a little bit here in the bottom of the second, struggling to find the strike zone. And the pitch. That one's low. Good block by Gastineau. As the umpire checks the ball and throws it out to Ty. So 2-0 the count to the Strasburg second baseman. Reed checks the runner, now he sets. And delivers. That's a strike right down the middle. One look in for Ty. Looks over at first, now he's set. And the pitch. This one's chopped foul weakly toward the Strasburg dugout. And the count's even. So Alameda will step back in. And the pitch. That one spiked to the plate, and the count is once again full. Second straight full count to a batter here for Reed. So get a new baseball. Ty spares it. Now he's set. And the pitch. This one's going to be popped up and foul out of play. So Reno gets situated once again. Sets. And delivers. This one's going to be fouled back to the backstop. So Reed gets a new ball, and the count will remain full. Here's the pitch. Strike three called on the outside half of the plate. One out. First strikeout of the game by Reed, and Cade Hemphill will come to the plate. Hemphill coming into the weekend, batting 200 on the season with a home run. A walk and 9 strikeouts. He's a lefty. Springs the runner at first, shortly off there, held on by Bynum, the pitch. Hemphill squares the bunt, pulls back, and that pitch is a ball. Reed stares in. Sets. And comes home. That one's on the outside corner for a strike, evens the count. Cantil steps back in. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew that one by Cantil. And now Reed will be ahead in the count. Springs takes his lead. The 1-2 delivery. swing and a miss. Oh, he fouled that off, and Gastineau could not squeeze it, and it'll be a foul ball. Green checks the runner. Now comes home. This one's going to be fouled off on a line down the left field line and out of play. One out here, the bottom of the second, Delta leads 2-0. One ball, one strike to the Strasburg's left fielder. Green takes off the sign. Now he'll come set. The pitch. This one's going to be chopped foul at the plate. So quite the battle we've got going on here between Reed and Hemphill. We'll see who comes out on the better end as Reed will inspect the ball now. Gets ready. Hemphill steps back into the box. Again, Hemphill lefty here as Reed is set. And Hemphill will call time. Again, steady wind blowing in from right center field. Better lead by Spriggs now down at first. Here's the pitch. Strike three called on the outside corner. Another off-speed pitch from Reed. Same pitch he got out of Mio on the batter before. Now DJ Cannon will come to the plate. The Strasburg backstop adding 300 on the season with a couple of doubles, one walk, nine strikeouts. He's been hit by a pitch three times. He's at the plate with two outs and a runner on first. Reed will check him. That brings it first. And the pitch. That one's low. Good snag by Gastineau behind the plate. Cannon will step back in. And the pitch. Runners going. Throw down by Gastineau is offline, and Clay cannot make the tag behind him, and Briggs has a stolen bag. Pitch was a strike to Cannon, so the 10 will be even. But now Strasburg's got a runner in scoring position. Reed stares in. Comes set. The pitch. That's a strike. Looks like Reed's finding the zone now. As, he struggled with the first two batters, but then struck out Alamillo looking and Hemphill looking, and now he's ahead 1-2 to Cannon. The pitch. This one gets by Gastineau. Hustles to the backstop. But Spriggs will move up 90 feet. And the count will be even at 2. Reed will retreat to the mound. That's his time. Scares Spriggs. Now comes home. This one's on the ground. Right side. Bynum fields it. Flips it to Reed covering. 3-1 on the putout. And Delta's out of the inning without any damage after the leadoff walk to Spriggs, and he ends up on third. Delta leads 2-0 as we go to the third. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Do you need help to relax? Or maybe you have a pain in the neck? Let's face it to Nikki at the Sunflower Room. Melt that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential.
Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for State Kentucky Sunflower Group.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Canner back with you here as Delta gets ready to come up for the third inning. Espen Bradley is back out to work the third. He will face 3, 4, and 5 holes of the Delta lineup. That'll be Gastineau, Reed, and Bynum. So Luke will step in from the left side, as he always does. Second time through the lineup here for Delta. Luke singled, gained himself a couple RBIs in the first inning, as he'll take ball one. Here's the pitch. That one misses the zone, and it's 2-0 to the Delta catcher. The pitch at the strike looked a little high to me, but apparently not according to the umpire. Here's the 2-1. This one over the first baseman's head into right field. That'll be a base knock for Gastineau. Second single for him today. Chaz Wilkes will come out of the dugout as the courtesy runner. That'll bring the pitcher Tyree to the plate. I think Ty walked in his first hit back as he takes ball one. Long look over at Wilkes at first by Bradley. Now he comes home. This one's on the ground to short. Shortstop Young up with it. Flips to second. Gets the lead runner. Reed will be at first on the fielder's choice. And now Rylan Bynum will come to the plate. Ryo for one today. Center fielder Devlin made a great play on Rylan's ball in the first inning, and now we'll get a courtesy runner. Jacob Hancock comes in to run for Reed at first base. Wind's starting to swirl a little bit here in Carbondale. Hancock with a short lead, held on by Springs. The pitch in the dirt. Signs come in from Coach Steve Ryer down there in the third base coach's box. The pitch. This one over the shortstop Young's head in the center field. Young holds up at second as Bynum has a base knock and Brady Sprout will come to the plate. Sprout with a 2 RBI single in the first inning. Had a stolen base as well. Was stranded. Spriggs will play in front of the runner at first. Young will work in and out of on Hancock at second. Long look in by Braddon. Now he's set. The pitch. This one's popped up. Young. And now the second baseman calls him off. And Alan Hill will make the catch. 2 outs in the inning, and Evan Ficklin will come to the plate. Evan struck out looking in the first inning. Jacob Hancock, the runner at second, Raylan Bynum at first. Bradley squares in. He's ready. And the pitch. This one's in the hole on the left side, and they're going to send Hancock, and the throw is not in time. The runner, Bynum, will make it to third, and Delta will add a run, and Evan Ficklin stumbled up the first baseline, landed flat on his face, but he's able to get up and make it to first. A little embarrassment for the Delta designated hitter, but he got an RBI out of it, so. Jesse Delgado will come to the plate. Delgado singled last inning. Ended up stranded. The pitch was popped up. The right fielder, Hall, coming in on it, makes the catch to retire the side, but not before Delta can put another run on the board on 2 hits, make it 3. And they now lead 3-0. We'll head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. We'll take pride in how we do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Kanner back with you in Carbondale. Delta leads 3-0 here as we are going to the bottom of the third inning. Ty Reed out to work the third. He will face the 9-1 and 2 hole hitters for the Indians. That'll be Hall, Devlin, and Young. Colton Hall on the season, batting .308. 7 walks, 7 strikeouts. Ty finishing up his warm-up tosses. Now we'll get back to action. Once again, Strasburg plays in the same league as Eton and University. Sterling and Brush are in there, Valley. As Hull will take strike one.
So,
Strasburg faces a lot of good teams. The pitch swung on and missed. So, by default of the league they're in, Strasburg has a pretty strong strength of schedule, which helps Delta. And that one, strike three called on the outside corner. Three pitches, three strikes. Paul takes a seat with the first out of the inning, and Thomas Devlin will come to the plate. He grounded out to Bynum at first to lead off his team's bottom of the first inning. But what I was saying, the Strasburg's strength of schedule helps Delta with their RPI by playing them. Swing and a miss. That was pretty ugly there by Devlin as he was reaching for a pitch low and away. And that's the name of the game is, you know, winning baseball games and playing quality opponents. Because that helps your RPI. And RPI combined with your max preps ranking, as this one's going to be lined foul and out of play on the right side. The combined... Those two combined determine the your rank in the seeding index, and the seeding index determines your playoff positioning. Here's the 0-2 from Reed. Strike three called on the outside corner, and Devlin knew it. Fourth strike out of the game by Reed now as he has found that outside corner and has been using it to perfection. David Dunn will come to the plate. Young reached on an error by Clay. A throwing error. He was stranded in the first inning. Here's the pitch. That missed somewhere. Reed's got his sign. Now kicks and fires. Off-speed pitch misses the inside corner for ball two. Young steps out now. Back in. Reed sets. And delivers. This one's low. So Ty gonna have to battle here. He's way behind in the count 3-0. And the pitch. This one's chopped back to the pitcher. Reed up with it. Flips to first, and that will end the inning. So Indians go in order in the third. We'll head to the fourth. Delta still leads 3-0. You're listening to Delta Fantasy Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fife's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fife's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fife's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Sora, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back here in Carbondale, Mark Cantor here with you. Delta leads 3-0 as they get ready to head to the plate here in the fourth inning. It'll be 9-1-2 Kennel Workman and Clay that will face Bradley. Kennel lined out to third in his first at bat back in the second. Good throw down by the catcher, Cannon, from his knees, made it to second on a hop. So Kennel will step in for his second plate appearance of the day. Out of the windup, Bradley misses. He didn't like that pitch. Not sure if it slipped or what, but he was not happy. His body language said so. Here's the 1-0. That one will miss. Bradley working quickly now. This one's fouled at the plate. Back to the backstop.
Okay, 1-2.
2-1, the count to Kennel. And the pitch. This one's lifted into left field. Left fielder Hemphill underneath it. And squeezes it home. 1-out, and Connor Workman will come to the plate. Connor 0-for-1 with a walk today and a run scored. Bradley has his sign. Kicks and fires. Connor squared the bar, pulled back to the ball 1. Here's the pitch. That one is a high strike, but a strike nonetheless.
Terrible call, Blake.
Counts even at 1, and Workman going to foul this one out of play. So now Workman going to have to be tough with 2. Connor steps out now, back in, and the pitch. This one's lined in the left field for a base knock. Workman rounds first and takes a look, and now we'll retreat to the bag with a single. Good hit by Connor, and a good job by the home plate umpire to make sure that Bradley couldn't quick pitch Connor when he stepped back into the box. He held the pitcher up long enough for Connor to get situated in there and allowed him to take his at bat. So Connor will be on at first with 1 out, and Landon Clay will come to the plate. Lando 0-for-2 today. Bradley looks in. Now he sets. Check over at first. Workman back in time. Connor takes his lead again, held on by Spriggs. And the pitch. That one will catch the inside half for a strike. Sun poking out once again when swirling. Check over on Workman again. Not in time. So, I was really hoping for more of a spring-like day today, and we got more of a winter. So, that pitch in for a strike, and now Clay's going to have to be tough with this. They said the wind's swirling and cold. Coming over McClure Pass today, I hit a nice flash snowstorm at Redstone as Workman's going, hit and run on, play to third, the third baseman bounces at the first, Lando beats it out. Flamini weak throw, bounced about three-quarters of the way, and Clay legs out an infield single. What I was saying was I hit a flash snowstorm at Redstone, and roads were fine, but visibility was a little diminished. So winter's still here, folks. Spring has not quite sprung yet here on the western slope. So Luke Gastineau will come to the plate. Luke two for two today. He's got runners at first and second with one out. The pitch, taken outside for a ball. Workman the runner at second, Clay at first. Spriggs playing in front of Clay at first, and Flamini even with the bag at third. Middle infielder's a double play depth. The pitch, outside for ball two. Young, the shortstop, working in and out on Workman at second. Gastineau steps back in. Left on right matchup. Bradley sets, checks the runner at second, now comes home. That one misses outside, and Gastineau way ahead 3-0. I'd imagine Luke's going to be taking all the way. I don't think Steve would give him the green light, but we'll see. The pitch. He did not have the green light and takes strike one right over the heart of the plate. Hitters count 3-1. Gastineau calls time at the plate, adjusts his batting glove now. He'll step back in. Runners take their leads. The pitch. That one missed, and Gastineau reaches for the third time today. That'll load the bases. We'll get courtesy runner for Luke. Chaz looks back out of the dugout, and Ty Reed will come to the plate with the bases juiced. One out. Delta leads 3-0, and Ty's trying to add to that lead. Bradley stares in. Now he sets. The pitch. That'll miss inside. Again, a long look in for Bradley. He's ready now. And the pitch. That one is another high strike call. Shot the inside corner and the count's even. The 1-1. Breaking ball misses. Bradley has his sign and delivers. Reed checks his swing. That one was low and outside, and the count's 3-1 to Reed, so hitters count. See if Ty sees something he likes and is able to drive it. Otherwise, Bradley at risk of walking in a run. The pitch on the ground to the left side. Young up with it. Goes to first, throw is high, and he cannot hit Reed. Reed beat the throw as the throw from Young was high, pulled Spriggs up off the bag, and he wasn't able to come down back down in time to get Reed. So Delta will continue to have the bases loaded. Jacob Hancock comes out to run as the courtesy runner for Ty, and now Rylan Bynum will come to the plate once again with the bases loaded. He's 1-for-2 today. Takes strike one. Delta leads 4-0. The pitch is going to hit it. So Bynum will pick up an RBI the hard way, as Delta will continue to have the bases loaded with one out and lead this game 5-0 now. And that'll bring Sprout to the plate. Bredo 1-for-2 with 2 RBI today. Stolen base as well. The pitch. This one's a single to right. One run will score. They're going to wave in Hancock. Hancock will score. They're going to wave in Bynum. Bynum will score. Throw to the plate. Not in time. And Sprout with a triple, a bases-clearing triple, as the ball gets away from the right fielder Hall. And Delta blowing this game open here in the fourth. That'll bring Evan Strickland to the plate. Delta leads 8-0 here after a 5-run inning so far, one out. The pitch. And this is Jeff Lowe. Evan 1-for-2 with an RBI today. And he's been seeing the ball and hitting it well. The pitch, spike to the plate. Sprout will score easily from third and add to Delta's lead. It's 9-0 now. Low pitch to Ficklin. Misses outside. See if Evan has the green light here. The pitch, he did. Lines it foul. I challenged Evan to hit the scoreboard in straightaway center field if he could today. Instead, he's going to take it in the hip pocket and trot on to first. So Evan going to wear that one and bring Jesse Delgado to the plate. Delgado is 1-for-2 today. Bradley stares in, comes set, and the pitch, spikes it to the plate. Ficklin, late to lead first, but it's going to bounce far enough away from Cannon that Ficklin able to make it down to first, or excuse me, to second. Ficklin, not able to get a good read on it, hesitated and then took off, able to get into scoring position though. Bradley retreats to the mound. He'll stare in. Has his sign. Here's the 1-0. That one's low. Delgado steps back in. Ficklin takes his lead off of second. The pitch. That's low. So again, Bradley starts the batter off 3-0 here. We'll see if Delgado has the green light the same way that Ficklin did. The pitch? He didn't, and that's a four-pitch walk. Delta's batted through. And Landon Kennel will come to the plate for the second time this inning. He flew out to left to lead off the inning. So, head coach Jeremy Vongard out to the mound to talk to his hurler. Does not look like this is going to be a pitching change. Just trying to maybe get him through the inning here. There's one out. Delta leads 9-0 after putting a sixth spot up this inning so far. So words of encouragement, a pat on the back, and this may not be Jeremy. This might be their pitching coach instead. So Kennel 0-2 today, but he's got runners at first and second. Ficklin at second, Delgado at first. He's looking for a base knock. The pitch is going to be lifted into center field. Center fielder Devlin underneath it makes the catch. So two outs in the inning, and Connor Workman will come to the plate. Connor singled and scored earlier this inning. It's 1-for-2 with a walk today. And two runs score. Delta leads 9-0 now with two outs here in the top of the fourth inning. Again, runners at first and second. Ficklin at second. Delgado at first. Here's the pitch. Misses on the outside for a ball. Wind blowing in from left center now. The pitch, that runs inside for ball two. Workman steps back in. Long look in by Bradley. He's a sign he likes. And the pitch. This one lined to the left and foul. Ball cold and wet after it landed in the snow out in the left field corner. Counts 2-1 to the Delta left fielder. Bradley sets. And delivers. Workman takes strike two, so the count will be even. Bradley has the sign and delivers. Swing and a miss by Workman. Throw down to first. Finishes the strikeout. And the inning ends, but not before Delta puts up six and extends their lead 9-0. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back in Carbondale, Mark Cantor here with you. Delta, once again, leads 9-0 as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Ty Reed will face 3, 4, and 5 in the lineup for the Schaumburg Indians. That's Flamini, Bradley, and Sprigg. Indians only making their second time through their lineup here. So their second look at Reed. If you're curious about where Strasburg is, I believe it's in extreme northeast Colorado past Sterling, going up I-76 there. So I-76 out of Denver goes up toward Nebraska. He goes through Fort Morgan, then Brush, Sterling, and then you'll hit Strasburg, I believe, before you get to Julesburg. And then after Julesburg, it's Nebraska. So Flamini will step in. He's 0-for-1 today. A weak liner to Kennel at second, back in the first. The pitch. Foul back to the backstop. Reed sets and delivers. Breaking ball missed. Count will be even. Here's the pitch. That misses for ball two. Ty stares him. He's got his sign. Kicks and fires. This is on the ground to short. Clay up with it. To first in time. One out, and that's when Bradley will come to the plate. Bradley 0-for-1 today, grounded back to the pitcher in the first inning. He was the final out of that inning. He's looking to start something off for his squad here, try to help his cause with one out in the bottom of the fourth, down 9-0. Pitch. Misses low. Long look in by Reed. Ty's got his sign, sets, and delivers. That's a strike on the outside half. Counts even. And the pitch. One foul out of play back behind the backstop, and now Ty ahead 1-2 on the batter, Bradley. Green stares in. Now Ty sets. And the pitch. That one. Gets by the catcher, and the count's 2-2. Reed sets and delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Fifth strikeout for Ty today. 2 outs in the inning. Charlie Sprigg will come to the plate. Briggs walked to lead off the second inning, stole second, and was stranded at third after a wild pitch. Wind now blowing across the field, left to right. And not warm. Here's the pitch. This one's going to be fouled back over the backstop, and that hit something. Maybe the storage shed back there. Reed sets and delivers. That's a strike. Good pitch. Off speed by Ty. So he'll be way ahead now with two outs. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Schlossberg goes in order here in the fourth. We'll head to the fifth. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of Russia and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fides Cafe in Delta. Fides Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about making the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fides Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fides Cafe is serving. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fides Cafe, where Delta County eats.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner back with you here in Carbondale, headed to the fifth inning. Delta leads 9-0. Aston Bradley out to work the fifth. He'll face 2, 3, and 4 holes in the Delta lineup. That's Clay Gastineau and Reed, excuse me. Landon Clay, 1-for-3 with a run scored today.
I said, are you going to be my girl?
So Delta has scored double digits in, I think, every game since the Eaton loss, and they're about to, they're looking to do it again here today, up 9-0 on the Strasburg Indians. This is the, what's supposed to be the first game of a doubleheader. Delta is supposed to face the Roaring Fork Rams in the second game of this twin bill, and we'll have to wait and see if that actually comes to pass here. There aren't lights at this field, so if Delta and Roaring Fork don't believe they can get the game in before darkness falls, they may postpone and reschedule to another time. So Landon Clay will step in. This will be his fourth plate appearance of the day. Here's the pitch. This one into center field. Center fielder Esplin gets the liner. And there's one out in the inning. That'll bring Luke Gastineau to the plate. Luke 2-for-2 with a walk today. Here's the pitch. It's taken on the outside corner for a strike.
Gas the middle, step back in. Bradley kicks and fires. That one bounces to the plate and counts even. The pitch. This one is a single to right. Gassner's third hit of the game. We get a courtesy runner, Chaz Wilkes, running for Luke, and Chaz has scored twice today. I'll bring Ty Reed to the plate. Reed's out an official at bat today. He's reached on an error, a fielder's choice, and a walk. He's up there now with a runner on first and one out. Once again, Delta leads 9-0 here in the top of the fifth inning. The pitch. This one will be a single to left center into the gap. Wilkes rounds second, takes a look. Now he'll retreat. Good throw in the third. So station-to-station baseball for the Panthers is back-to-back singles as runners at first and second. Jacob Hancock will come in to run for Reed. Hancock scored twice today, and Ryland Bynum will come to the plate. Well, he was hit by a pitch in his last plate appearance. Got an RBI out of it as the bases were loaded. He scored once himself today. Other than that, one for two. He'll take ball one. Runners at first and second. Wilkes at second. Hancock at first. The pitch. That misses. When the count's 2-0, Chaz Wilkes out at second. Has a huge secondary lead. I mean, his primary lead's pretty big to begin with, but after his secondary, he's halfway to third. Here's the pitch. This one is popped back out of play. That one was in Ryland's sweet spot. He was licking his chops and kind of jumped the gun at it, got underneath it, and fouled it back out of play. He was looking to drive that one away. Here's the pitch. This one had Bynum reaching, and it's going to make its way out of play, too. So the count will be even now. Long look in for Bradley. Looks like he's got a sign he likes. So look at the runner. Wilkes at second, now comes home. This one's a sought-off job, a single into right field. Again, and this one's going to get by the right fielder Hall. Wilkes will score. Steve Ryer held Wilkes up at third until the ball got by the right fielder Hall. Hancock goes first to third on the error. Bynum will be at first, and Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Brado, 2-for-3 with a triple today and a run scored, a couple RBI. Delta looking for maybe a little more insurance here. They're up 10-0. The pitch, taking first strike. I say insurance because of the 10-run rule, but Schlossberg still has their at-bats here in the bottom of the inning, and they could score a run, of course. Still one out here. The 0-1 taken high for a ball, which counts even. Aces across the board. One ball, one strike, one out. Bynum with a good lead off the first, held on by Spriggs. The pitch misses outside. Hancock, the runner at third. He came in as the courtesy runner for Reed, and Reed hit his single. Made it to third on the error by the right fielder when he was trying to field the hit by Spiner. This pitch will be popped up.
And the third baseman can't make the play. Throw to second, and they'll force Bynum. Bynum had to hold close to the bag because the third baseman Flamini came over. And here comes Coach Jeremy Bondari. Excuse me, Bondar, to make the pitching change. And we'll see who we get here as we take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
So on the pitching change, it looks like Thomas Devlin coming in from center field to the mound, and it looks like they sent Cameron Menahan into center field. I'm guessing he will take the spot in the batting order for Espen Bradley, the starting pitcher. So take a look at Devlin's numbers on the season from the mound, and this looks like it's going to be his first appearance. So we'll see what he can do. He's going to face Evan Ficklin as his first batter. So Ficklin today is hit by a pitch in his last at bat. Other than that, he's 1-for-2 with an RBI. So as Devlin finishes warm-up classes, we'll enjoy a little Neil Diamond on the PA. If you know the words, sing along. Not sure how well you hear it over the headset, but touching me, touching you. Here comes the hook. Sweet Carolina, blah, blah, blah. I know you all just sung that with me, so I do appreciate that. Looks like we're going to get a pinch hitter for Ficklin. Rip Lockhart coming to the plate. Rip with a couple of doubles against Gunnison on Tuesday. He's starting to come around at the plate. Devlin stares in. He's got his sign. The pitch, low and away. So Delta with a runner on first, that's Sprout. Runner on third, that's Hancock. 2 outs. And the 1-0. That one sails to the plate high. Lockhart now with a 2-0 count. Sprout reached on an error by the third baseman who was trying to field a pop-up, not able to make the play, and the 2-0 is low for ball three. They were able to force the runner at first, Bynum at second. The pitch. That catches the outside corner for a strike, and Hancock will slide in safely from third as the ball gets by the catcher, Cannon. Sprout will advance 90 feet to second. So Lockhart taking all the way on the 3-1. Rip steps back in. Devlin checks the runner at second, now comes home. That pitch bounces to the plate, and Rip will head to first on the walk. And Jesse will Delgado. Nope, it's going to be Lance Porter pinch hitting. So more than likely, Porter will stay in for the bottom of the inning to play third. Delta leads 11-0 here in the top of the fifth inning. Two outs. Runners at first and second. You've got Sprout at second, Lockhart at first. Devlin stares in. He's got his sign. And the pitch. This is going to be hit into center field. That's a base knock. They're going to wave in Sprout. That's an RBI single for Porter. Lockhart holds up at second, so still runners first and second, and we're going to have another pinch hitter. As is this Wilkes coming to the plate? I can't see the number. Looks like it might be. No, it's not Chaz. It's going to be Logan Clay coming into bat for Landon Kennel. Clay stands in the pitch, taking a ball outside. The 1-0 from Devlin. This is inside. It's 2-0 to Lopes. Devlin steps off, runners retreat. Devlin's ready, and the pitch. This is on the ground to third, and the runner, Lockhart, will be forced out there. And that will end the inning. Delta scores two more to extend their lead. It's 12-0. We head to the bottom of the inning. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machining Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility, along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete frame service, laser cutting, powder coating, stand glassing, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machining with the expertise to get your project done.
Bye. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Ty Reed out to work the fifth inning. He's going to face 6-7-8 in the batting order for the Indians. Lance Porter stays in to play third. Logan Clay, who pinch hit, stays in to play second. So on the infield now, right to left, you've got Bynum, Clay, and Porter. Trying to look out in center field. It looks like Joe Black is coming to play center field for Delta. Although I could be mistaken, it still could be Braden. So Reed gets ready to work to Eric Lemieux. He is struck out looking today. The pitch. That's a strike on the outside corner. The pitch. Misses low. It was close, though. And the count's even. Long look in by Reed. He's got his sign. And delivers. This one will be fouled back to the backstop. So Reed ahead now, 1-2 in the count. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Balls in the dirt. Gastineau will tag Almeida, who was on his way back to the dugout. So the sixth strikeout of the day for Ty Reed. And now Cade Hemphill will come to the plate. Hemphill strike out looking in the second inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. It's actually a pinch hitter. It's going to be Zach Rutschman. The 0-1 to Rutschman. This is going to be just past the outstretched glove of Clay, who is playing on the grass, ranging to his left. That's a base hit. And catcher Cannon will come to the plate. He's 0-1 today. Delta looking to roll 2 to end this one. Rushman with his lead off the sector, off of first. Here's the pitch. Runners going, throw down by Gaston away off line, fielded by Clay. So runner in scoring position now for the Indians.
Pitch was a strike.
Reed stares in. Sets. And he'll step off. Looked at the runner Rushman at second. Got a nod from Lando out there. Lando moved in behind the runner, and Reed may have thought about picking, but he does. He spins. Throws not in time. I think Rushman was kind of wise to it that time. So, does sound like the second game is going to be rescheduled, as that's a swing and a miss from Cannon. So, the game with Roaring Fork is going to be rescheduled. So, Delta will just play the single today against Strasburg. The pitch, that misses high. So we got the word from Roaring Fork head coach Marty Madsen that we are going to reschedule. So you may have heard him in the headset. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, two outs. So, eight strikeouts for Reed as Colton Hall will step in, I believe. Reed will step off. Ty looking for the complete game shutout here, up 12-0. Two outs, the pitch. That's a strike. Rushman with the lead off a second. And the pitch. That missed somewhere. It counts even. All steps out, now back in. Reed has his sign and delivers. That one sailed out of the zone. High and tight. And it's 2-1 to Hall. The pitch, swing and a miss, counts even. Reed sets and delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three, ball game. Ninth strike out of the game for Ty. Delta's going to win 12-0. We'll take a break. Come back with the post game. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are Nine Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at Nine Stories Creative.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Terry Wire is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Terry Wire will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let's face it, to Nikki at the Sunflower Room, help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy and Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark Cantor back with you. Delta gets another solid victory, scoring double digits once again. And they will knock off Strasburg today. Another good outing from Ty Reed, who went all five. Got the shutout. One walk and nine strikeouts. Luke Gastineau, perfect at the plate today. 3-for-3 with a walk. And, so Delta will, like I said, reschedule the game with Roaring Fork, but as of right now, they will travel up Highway 65 for a date at Cedar Ridge on Tuesday, which is scheduled for 3 p.m., and you can hear all the action streaming on Audio Sports Online. Once again, final score of this game is Delta 12 and Strasburg nothing. You've been listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online. Have a good